You're clapping again.
I don't have a beep.
You transitioned into a human being.
I don't have a beep. They took away my beep.
Wait. Are you saying that this is the main problem with the move? Is that
that's
your beep
one of
is
them.
Gone?
I don't like change, and Nathan Bethay took away my sensor beep. He censored my sensor beep.
Yeah. Nathan Bethay, if you're listening, we will find you, and we will kill you for this.
I should just do like malicious non-compliance and just reinstall the old mixer. Things were better then, apart from the audio quality. And since when has that ever mattered for a podcast? Never.
Never. It's beeps. It's beeps the audience often doesn't hear.
Before I agree or disagree, let me just have a sip of coffee on mic.
The thing about No Gods, No Mares is we're part of a bold new experiment to alienate and annoy the listener as much as possible.
I was thinking, what if we, instead of syncing on a clap, we could sync up on like sip. Making a mouth noise or a sip,
like a horrible slurp? Yeah. What if instead of like the thing that we've conceded now, which is no more 2-part episodes, it's all 3-part episodes. So if you don't pay us, you miss out the middle bit and nothing else.
Or no, every alternate one, right?
Because
it's like,
God,
if you don't pay
yeah,
us, uh-huh. you never... It's like muscle confusion. You learn to get really good at interpreting the other missing parts of stories.
Doing mayoral Rashomon?
Every episode is kind of a mayoral Rashomon because it's what I remember from the notes.
That's kind of true, yeah.
Yeah.
And plus some really beautiful shot composition as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking we could do more of like a mayoral Yojimbo. Where we all sort of fake being really bad at doing the mayor podcast.
Okay, but which of us is Toshiro Mifune in Mayor or Yojimbo?
I'm the guy.
You're the guy. Period.
I'm the giant guy.
Oh,
for now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the giant samurai.
For now,
it's me. Yeah.
For now.
Yeah, you could be one of the women that gets like chased around with a sword by her father. You know,
you could be one of the women. Period. Yeah.
Mm.
I also want to... this isn't my episode. I'm not mayor
no,
of this episode.
You're
Maddie's
not.
Mayor
you're
of
not.
This episode.
You were elected mayor of this episode and then stepped down in disgrace before the episode got going, actually.
Because I had to read Boris Johnson's political memoir and it's 700 pages
oh,
long.
A peek behind the kimono as I had to take over. I'm the interim
yeah,
mayor.
As he racistly titled it.
Much like one of the mayors of San Francisco since Gavin Newsom has left office, I am an interim mayor stepping in full time.
Oh, are we doing a mayoral multi-pack?
We're doing a mayoral multi-pack today. But first, thank you for donating to the Mayoral Benevolent Fund and joining us here on the bonus feed. I'm the mayor of the episode, Maddie. I'm with my deputies, Nova and Riley. We are also joined by our first returning special acting deputy mayor, San Francisco expert, Shanti Singh. Welcome back, Shanti.
Thank you. Excited to be back and talk about all of our other shitty mayors.
Yeah,
it's so a kind of like a quick fire round where we run through. How many mayors total are we talking about here?
We have three mayors to talk. We have two mayors that are no longer mayor or a mayor on their way out, and then one upcoming mayor preview.
Yeah, we have baby mayor.
So what we're saying here is you're no longer allowed to be mad at us for the two passes because we're kind of like, we're repaying that deficit now. It's like a bond issue because now we're fitting three mayors into one episode.
The bill has come due.
I want to go back to November's. Number one, I like the idea. So I stepped down from being mayor, but as my punishment, I have to be deputy mayor for another mayor.
That's right.
They should do that more often, I think.
Yeah.
But like ironic roles.
Yeah, Boris Johnson as deputy mayor of London under Sadiq Khan.
Yeah, that would be really funny.
I was like, they should make Eric Adams mayor under our new communist mayor, Zoran Mamdani, next year, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be really cool
totally
because then
lines.
He could do all of the like, you know, flag raisings, all Turkish this time, weirdly.
He'd get to do flag rhythmic gymnastics. He'd find interesting new ways to raise flags.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great.
Is he gonna get indicted for like all the other countries? I thought that there was gonna be a set of indictments for each country.
It's like model
possible.
UN day at the FBI. They're like, you know, today we're investigating the Turkish corruption allegations.
Yeah. That's a great segue, everybody, because I have a municipal roundup before we get going.